the supermarket is this incredibly seductive sort of hall of design, museum of products. And so we invited my friend Stephen Doyle, who's a top graphic designer, and his wife Gail Towie, who is Martha Stewart's principal creative mastermind and creative director, to go with me on a tour not of Price Club, but of the King Supermarket in Short Hills, New Jersey. We started somewhere between Tostitos and Golden Grahams. You look at the chips, both potato chips, corn chips, there's a certain vocabulary of that product packaging. It doesn't matter if it's who it's made by, there's a certain sort of similarity. We look across the aisle at cereals, similarly, several different companies, but this different product that has its own, what, vocabulary of how you design a cereal package. How does that get started? Does some guy do that, or woman, create the first Corn Pops package and then all cereals follow because that's what cereal boxes are supposed to look like?
You know, they say that a lot of these cereal boxes are designed for children, and if the children are shopping with the mom, then they can recognize their favorite cartoon characters and the sort of colorful qualities, whereas the cereals for adults on the top shelf are much more restrained, healthy choice, looks definitely more serious, less cartoonish.
It's interesting. Smart Start looks a little bit more like an income tax form than a box of cereal.
I think people are able to, or must be able to, process so many different messages simultaneously, and there's a certain confidence that the designers have in giving you about five or six messages simultaneously. And the fact that we can process all that in a breezy sort of walk down the aisle really says a lot about us as people.
And, you know, people have talked about and talk about the density of messages of MTV, of the
right.
Quick cuts, and but my gosh, a supermarket aisle, given the, you know, 2 miles an hour at which you walk, the number of messages that are sort of jammed into your brain is amazing.
Now the produce pickup on line one, cow line one.
The Special K, now that is a cool packaging. It's the traditional half-gallon milk container, plasticized cardboard container, but it's full of Special K cereal.
It is interesting to me as a designer that somebody has leapt out of the rectangular box within the cereal aisle context and put a cereal into basically a milk carton as a way to differentiate it and send that signal of, oh, you know, here's, don't forget the milk, it's a breakfast thing.
It's healthy, it's a kind of commodity product, but it's special and it's healthy.
It's got a reclosable lid. It looks like the stuff is going to stay nice and fresh. It looks like it's fresh just because it looks like milk. It looks like it's dated material, and this is new. This is not the old cereal that's been in the closet for a while.
So it's like driving down a strip, a highway, and seeing basically the identical cubic building with different signs on it, and suddenly you see a real building that is built, has different architecture. That's what this Special K thing sort of jumps out.
And where the architecture delivers a message, it really does deliver a punch. The shape of the box itself has a story to tell. I'm looking for the missing children on the side of it now.
And of course, they're selling Noxzema lotion on the side of it, which is a sort of the number of sort of mixed metaphors between cereal and milk and Noxzema lotion.
And feel your best with Special K cereal and Noxzema. It doesn't say how to mix them together, actually.
It seems to me, as other areas of the supermarket aisles, given food sectors have expanded, Campbell's Soup is sort of small.
But, you know, they've tricked you. Everybody's looking at this stuff and saying the classic Campbell's Soup can, and this is completely different from the Campbell's Soup can that Andy Warhol memorialized.
Because it's sort of tarted up and decorated, as opposed to that very simple, iconic white lettering on red
to be all typographic. Now the gold medallion has shrunken and it's risen to the top. It used to be in the middle of the can, separating the red band from the white. The typeface has gotten all funky.
It looks nice, though. It's all sort of perfectly lined up. Every single bowl is exactly the same. And your reference is as much in the picture as it is in the type.
we're looking at the old-fashioned cans, but right next to it is now there's Campbell's Simply Home soup in a jar, where you can actually see the soup itself, which is maybe not such a good idea. It is terrifying looking.
Well, but it is obviously meant to be homemade, like, you know, the tomato sauce that your mom or your grandmother put up, or the jellies that they put up, because they're in that sort of mason jar.
No, it makes me want to buy it. I've never seen it, and
actually looks like real food.
Joseph, J-O-S, abbreviated Joseph A. Campbell, is stamped in the glass at the top of the jar, like a mason jar has stamping, and it gives it that sense of authenticity.
I'm no less than a supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special.